In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. As massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view, we pass to the dark side of the planet, where the continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and the massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. A soaring view closes in on Earth, focusing on the northeastern region of the United States. The view nears a coastal city.
We are often told that happily ever afters exist only in the pages of fairy tales and in the naive minds of sheltered innocents. And yet, on this bright, sunny Boston afternoon, a talking teddy bear is about to marry his girlfriend, proving two things. Happy endings can come true for anyone, and America doesn't give a shit about anything.
Do you, Tammy Lynn McCafferty, take this teddy bear to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Ted, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Fucking A right I do.
Then, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bear.
Tammy Lynn and Ted share a kiss. At the head of the groomsmen, John smiles and claps. The newlyweds wave to the guests. Tammy Lynn takes a bouquet from a bridesmaid, then helps Ted off his stool and starts down the aisle with a beaming smile. The reception takes place in a banquet hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, your newlyweds!
The wedding guests stand to applaud the couple. The blonde bride turns to her husband.
Teddy, this is the best day of my life. I just love you so much.
I love you too, baby. I'm gonna go 50 shades of bear on you tonight.
Let's go get shit-faced.
Okay.
Tammy Lynn gets two beers at the bar.
Thank you.
She hands one to Ted. Guy approaches with a bald man.
Hey, congrats, you mofos.
Oh, hey, Guy.
Beautiful ceremony.
Oh, thank you so much for being a part of it.
Hey, this is my new boyfriend, Rick.
How you doing?
Good.
He's a gourmet chef, so he knows how to toss a salad.
Guy and Rick stare at each other. Ted glances at his wife.
Rick and I are actually about to tie the knot.
Oh, you guys are getting married?
No, we're just going to go home and tie our dicks together.
Fuck you. Deal.
Rick and Guy slap hands. Ted spots John alone at a table looking sad.
Hey, buddy. You okay there? You look a little down. Are you still shaking off that hangover from the bachelor party?
At the party.
Oh, my gosh, she's fucking begging for it.
She's totally get it. Get in there.
Look at it.
They watch Bear's movie.
Oh, yeah, she wants more than just a fucking pizza delivery, huh?
That's bigger than the average bear right there.
Hey, you know what's fucked up? Dude, that's somebody's fucking daughter.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
At the reception.
No, I'm fine. I was thinking about Laurie.
Oh, Johnny, come on. Man, it's been 6 months since you guys got divorced.
I know. It's just that, you know, being back in that church again, I mean, everything seemed like it was going to be so perfect.
Yeah, well, you're not the first guy to marry the wrong girl.
Hey, big day, huh, bud? You guys want to celebrate with a little something else, hmm?
No, thanks, Sam. Tammy Lynn would kill me if I did drugs on our wedding day.
She won't notice. I just did a line with a dude in the men's room, and I bet you can't even spot him.
Across the room, a man jumps rope, punches a guest, and dives through a window.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
The band plays on stage.
I'm stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad to feel so good.
Tammy Lynn and Ted dance among their guests.
So sunny, so I keep on knocking wood, yeah. Stepping out with my baby.
Sam Jones spins two women. Guy and Rick slow dance together. The dance floor splits, giving way to Ted.
This is the best day of my life!
In a big show number, Ted dances atop a towering wedding cake. MRC and Universal Pictures present a Fuzzy Door production. Bikini-clad women dance on each tier. A Bluegrass Films production. Tuxedo-clad men join in. Mark Wahlberg. Seth MacFarlane. Amanda Seyfried. Ted 2. The male dancers link arms and Ted slides down them. He and the men dance downstairs from the cake's bottom tier. Giovanni Ribisi, Jessica Barth, John Slattery, and Morgan Freeman. The women in sparkly bikinis dance in place as the men spin by. Some male dancers cartwheel off the stairs. Ted slides across the keys of a massive piano. Sam J. Jones, Bill Smitrovich, Patrick Warburton, Ron Canada, Dennis Haysbert, John Carroll Lynch. The men and women remain atop the piano as Ted tap dances along the keys. Casting by Sheila Jaffe. Main title sequence choreographed by Rob Ashford. Performed by the John Wilson Orchestra. Ted performs a series of backflips. The women lie down and kick their legs. Music by Walter Murphy. Co-producers Eric Heffron, Mark Kamine. Visual effects supervisor Blair Clark. Ted leads all the male dancers forward. Costume designer Cindy Evans. The women join in, now in flowing white dresses. Editor Jeff Freeman, ACE. Production designer Stephen Lineweaver. Director of photography Michael Barrett. Alternating partners, the male dancers lift the women into the air. Executive producers Alex Sulkin, Wellesley Wild. Ted slides to the front of the big dance number. The dancers come forward in rows, then retreat to the rear. Produced by Scott Stuber, PGA. Produced by Seth MacFarlane, PGA. Produced by Jason Clark, PGA. Ted glides about as if ice skating. The men lift their partners and perform an elegant turn. Produced by John Jacobs. Ted and the men somersault forward, then kick and spin. Written by Seth MacFarlane and Alex Sulkin and Wellesley Wild. The dancers end in a triangle formation with Ted at the front. Directed by Seth MacFarlane. Cut to black. 1 year later. In his modest third-floor apartment, Ted sits at a table cluttered with mail.
Hey, I'm starving. What the hell are you doing over there?
I'm curing cancer. I'm cooking your fucking steak. What do you think I'm doing?
What do I think you're doing? I think you're bleeding us dry, is what I think you're doing. Look at this. Look at this. $129 at Filene's basement. What are you buying over there, Tammy? Gold bars?
I need clothes for work, all right, Teddy?
What do you mean? You wear a smock. You're a fucking cashier.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going out and buying designer shit.
Oh,
I'm not
going into You're just buying weed. You're just buying drugs. You should fucking talk.
I was talking. I was just talking just now until you interrupted me.
Well, I have to interrupt you or else I never get to fucking say anything.
Are you going to let me finish
You're
talking?
You're always cutting me off.
Are you going to let me finish talking?
You know what? It's
Are
important
you let me
to look good
talking?
At work,
Are you
okay?
Let me finish?
I am trying to climb the corporate fence here,
Nobody's
okay?
in there to look at your
You're
ass.
Not, you're acting
They're
like
all there
an
to
asshole.
Buy, oh,
right?
what am I acting
you're
like,
acting
Tammy?
Like a
what
asshole.
Am I acting like?
Like an asshole. That's
you
what
don't
got
to dress like Elizabeth Taylor to put a yam in a plastic bag.
I am the face of the business, okay?
The face of the business?
Jesus.
Rice, listen to you. You're delusional.
I should have married Robert DiCicco. I really
should have. Fine. Go torture that asshole.
Oh, he treated me good. And he had a dick. He had an awesome dick.
Oh, newsflash. Boston whore has seen Italian penis.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Fucker? I said Boston. What the fuck?
You
want to
call me a whore?
Hey, you want to throw shit?
Yeah, I want to fucking throw
I'll
shit.
I'll fucking throw shit.
You little fucking bear.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Hey, you shut the fuck up.
Why don't you come down and make me tough guy?
Yeah, why don't you come up here and make me come down here, tough guy?
I am gonna come up there, and I'm gonna kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, why don't you try it, asshole? Get your ass up here and kick my ass.
Hands up! Stop your sensitivity!
Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch!
Why the fuck back to the bitch, you whore? There's a classy neighborhood. People are trying to sleep. God
damn it! Shut the fuck up! Hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too.
She's worse than us.
Yeah, she's our enemy now.
At a local pub, Ted sits at the bar with John.
I mean, have you guys at least tried marriage therapy?
Oh, God, yeah, it was a friggin' disaster. $250 and we didn't learn a goddamn thing.
$250? Dude, that's ridiculous. I mean, doesn't your insurance cover that or something?
Nah, Tammy Lynn tried to sign up for Obamacare on the internet, but I came back 5 minutes later. She was looking at black cocks.
It seems like every time you go online, you're two clicks away from black cocks. Look, see? I googled Grand Canyon. Here, look, it says, did you mean black cocks?
I don't know, man. I got to do something or my marriage is going to collapse.
Here you go, guys. We're going to be closing in a few, but I'm going to this after-hours thing at my friend's apartment if you want to join.
Oh, thanks, Allison, but I got an early date tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, if you change your mind, here's the address. I put my cell number on there, too.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
You mean what, after hours? Jesus, Johnny, she totally wants to sleep with you.
I'm not into it.
John, you've been saying that for over a year and a half about every chick that throws herself at me. You gotta get back in the game, man.
No, don't start this shit, all right? Look, I wasted 6 years of my life with the wrong girl and I got burned. I'm not gonna make that same mistake again.
Jesus, Johnny, you don't gotta marry Allison. You just gotta bang her and maybe pee on her a little.
What?
It's always good to find new ways to surprise your lover.
Yeah, I gotta take a leak.
John walks away from the bar.
Sorry, Allison, I tried.
It's okay. I just wish he wasn't so goddamn cute.
Yeah, hey, can I get a Jack Daniels with just a splash of Grey Goose?
Wish I could help you, but we're closing.
Come on, one drink, and I promise I won't tell anybody that Jay Leno comes in here for gay bathroom sex.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Get off of me!
Sorry, my mistake.
Jay Leno strides away from the men's restroom. Daytime. A grocery store sign reads, Bay Colony.
There we go. Thanks a lot. Come again.
Ted hands a customer a receipt. A man with rugged features sets down a box of cereal at Ted's register.
Hey.
Hello.
I'd like to ask a few questions about this breakfast cereal.
Yeah. Box of Trix.
That's right. I've been led to understand that Trix are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say Trix are for kids in the commercials.
And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these Trix, there'll be no trouble?
No, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child?
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring these back to my apartment.
You'll be okay.
And I won't be followed.
No, that's not in our budget here.
The man holds up a folded bill, then sets it down.
Hey, I won't forget what you've done for me here today.
I would prefer that you do.
The man slides the cereal box into his jacket and walks away. Ted watches him go.
Jesus Christ.
Nearby, Tammy Lynn shoots Ted a look, then walks away. A short-haired cashier looks at Ted.
You two still not talking?
No. Honest to God, Joy, I don't know how to fix this. I mean, how the hell do you take a broken marriage and make it work again?
Well, I tell you one way, you have yourselves a baby.
A baby?
Uh-huh. Look at that. You see them two white niggas over there?
Yeah, what?
Look at them. They're so happy because they got that little baby keeping them together. If they didn't have that baby, they'd just be two sad-ass white niggas waiting for Downtown Abbey to come on.
Why, you said it twice. Is that an actual phrase, or is it...
I'm telling you, Ted, y'all better have a baby or your marriage is over. Trust.
Ted stares off. He enters a storage area as Tammy Lynn puts price tags onto cans of green beans.
Hey.
Go away, Teddy.
Tammy, listen, I just want to talk to you. Okay, will you just listen to me for 1 second?
Why, so you can give me shit about my clothes?
No, look, I'm sorry about that, okay? I'm sorry, I was an asshole, and I didn't mean it.
You know, whatever, Teddy.
Tammy, listen, I love you, okay? And I don't want us to fight like we've been doing the past few months.
I don't know, Teddy. I mean, something's got to change, you know, because I can't do this no more. It's too much.
I know. And that's why I want to have a baby.
You do?
Yeah.
A baby. Like, really?
Yeah. See, I think if we got a kid to love, it'll teach us how to love each other again.
Oh, my God, Teddy. You better not be messing with me.
I swear to God, not messing with you. I think you'd make an awesome mom.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? I would, like, kick so much ass at momming.
So what do you say? We all good?
Yes! Oh, I love you! I love you so much!
Oh, baby, I love you, too.
Let's make a baby!
They kiss. At his apartment, John sits on the couch with Ted, who tries to light a bong.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Here it comes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's all go to court. Let's go make some law now. Yeah, 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 some law. Ow.
I say we go to court.
Yes, let's go to court.
We're a bunch of assholes who take up a whole hallway with our conversation.
Hey, you lawyer guys, you don't know me and Johnny are watching you while we're high.
That was fucking magic.
That felt smooth. That felt really smooth.
So in the pocket.
Hey, so, listen, I got some big news to tell you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Tammy Lynn and I are gonna have a baby.
Holy shit, you?
Yeah, we talked about it today.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wait. How do you guys...
That's the thing. We gotta find a sperm donor. And, I'm wondering, what do you think Sam Jones would say if I asked him?
You want Flash Gordon to father your child?
Yeah, I mean, do you think, would that be weird? Like, would he be freaked out if I...
No, I think he'd be flattered, and plus your baby would be a fucking superhero.
Well, that was the logic I arrived at as well.
Yeah, I say do it.
All right, great. Well, I'll shoot him an email right now and see if I can stop by tonight. You come with me?
Sure.
All right, great.
Ted holds up his cell phone.
Shit, I can never get a signal in your apartment. Hey, can I use your laptop?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Ted slides off the couch and walks to another room.
What the fuck?
Holy shit, dude, what's the matter? What happened? What's going on?
There's so much porn!
What the hell are you doing looking at my private shit?
What are you talking about, private shit? Johnny, it was wide open. There were literally thousands of files here.
Well, I've been meaning to clear some of that out.
Jesus Christ, look at the organization here. Clockwise rim job, counterclockwise rim job.
Yeah, well, sometimes you like seeing the tongue go the other way.
You sick bastard. Look at this, chicks with dicks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have a disease, all right? I need help.
There are no chicks with dicks, Johnny. Only guys with tits.
Well, this is such a relief. You know, I'm glad I'm finally caught. I wanted to be caught.
Johnny, now you listen to me. This is a wake-up call, all right? You got to get back out there and meet somebody because you are spiraling out of control here.
All right, fine. I will. Just stop looking at that shit, please.
Johnny, I mean it, all right? The next chick you meet, you are getting back in the game.
Fine, I got it. Done.
All right. Now, let's get rid of this.
What do you mean? We'll just delete the files.
No. That shit can always be recovered. We gotta smash your laptop with a hammer.
Outside, they smash the laptop.
All right, there. You happy?
No, the circuits could still be reconstructed if somebody worked at it. We gotta bury it in the harbor.
Wearing scuba gear, Ted and John sit on the edge of a small boat. Underwater, John buries a garbage bag containing the laptop pieces. They exchange a thumbs up. Later at Sam Jones's house.
So, basically that's it. We need a sperm donor. So what do you say? You'd really be helping me and Tammy out.
No can do, my brother.
Well, why not?
Oh, look, I did a lot of blow in the 80s, and my sperm count's a little low.
Well, how low?
One.
One?
Yeah, little fella's having his own I Am Legend in my nutsack.
Can we have that one?
No! Gonna need it for protein if I ever get lost at sea. Come on, guys. I mean, are we done here? I gotta go. That sister-sister marathon ain't gonna watch itself.
Can't believe it. That son of a bitch.
That was really selfish of him.
I know. And after I watched his piece of shit movie like 100 times, God damn it!
Ted throws a rock at a car and they run away. Later, they walk by the harbor.
Johnny, please, just help me do this, okay? He's the only guy in the world whose sperm is even close to Flash Gordon's.
Ted, it's insane. We could get in a lot of trouble.
What, not if nobody finds out? Look, John, we sneak into his house, jerk him off in his sleep, and sneak out with the sperm. It'll be easy. And think how awesome the baby will be.
It would be a sweet-ass fucking baby. All right, I'll help you, all right? But we gotta have a game plan.
Now a work van's decal reads, Cool Beans, Boston's finest air conditioning repair. John approaches a large home.
I'm coming, just calm down.
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, are you, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Your neighbor's called, and your air conditioner's making a loud noise, so I'm supposed to check out the unit.
Okay, yeah, it's around back.
Okay, I just may need a signature in case I gotta get some parts for the billing. You can just, write that to John and Ted, put number 12.
And you're not a cheater. I mean, I think your balls are perfect.
Throw them back.
All right. Yeah.
John finds the AC unit behind the home. He looks around, then yanks a thick conduit off the unit. He clips the exposed wires. A fan in the unit stops spinning. Nighttime. His face sweaty. Tom Brady tries turning on his thermostat.
Stupid idiot.
He opens the door to a balcony overlooking the backyard. The lights in the bedroom go out.
Okay, go, go, go.
Carrying a ladder, John and Ted hurry across the backyard. They set the ladder against the balcony. John climbs up to the balcony. Wearing a yellow raincoat and hat, Ted follows close behind.
Take the damn raincoat off. It's making too much noise.
Piss off. I don't want to get any jizz on me.
They creep into the bedroom. With wide eyes, John and Ted approach Tom Brady's bed as he sleeps.
Two league MVPs, four Super Bowl rings, guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famer. Now let's get my hand job into this red solo cup.
All right, go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? You gotta do it.
What are you talking about? You're the one who needs a sperm.
Yeah, but it's got to be a human hand. It's got to be skin on skin. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It's just friction.
Look, I've never done this before.
Well, neither have I.
You do it to yourself?
Yeah, but it's different.
You're an adult with a poster of this guy in your fucking room. You're telling me you don't want this?
Yeah, I want it. You know I want it, but I'm nervous, all right? What if he doesn't like the way I'm doing it? He deserves the best.
Pull yourself together, for God's sakes. He's going to love it. Go, go, go.
John lifts the covers, and glowing golden light pours over them.
Sweet God and baby Jesus.
And that's at rest.
What the hell?
Mr. Brady, we just need a moment of your time.
Sir, what are you doing here? Who are you? Get out of my
house. John falls off the balcony.
Wait, Mr. Brady. Take your goddamn teddy bear with you.
He throws Ted.
Holy shit, perfect spiral. Come on, let's get out of here.
They run out of the backyard. In a wooded area, John and Ted crouch behind a tree.
Shit! What the hell do we do now?
Hey, Ted, let me ask you something.
What's that?
Why didn't you just come to me?
What are you talking about?
For the sperm.
Johnny, you kidding me, mate? You were the first person I wanted to go to. But you've just been so bummed out over your divorce lately that I didn't want to put you in an awkward position. And plus, after seeing your laptop, I didn't think you had any left.
Just so you know, I'm totally willing to do it.
Really? You do that for me?
What, Ted? You're my best friend. I'd do anything for you. I mean, besides, we just broke into Tom Brady's house and tried to jerk him off. You're ready to be a parent.
God, I don't know what to say. Johnny, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Thunder Buddies for life, remember?
Thunder Buddies for life.
Oh, come on, we gotta get out of here before the cops show up.
In a squad car.
All units, we have a 317 on Maple Drive. Area units, please respond.
What's a 317?
Someone's trying to steal Tom Brady's jizz again.
Daytime. At the Boston Fertility Group, John and Ted sit in a waiting area. John rubs his crotch.
What is that? What are you doing?
I'm getting ready, dude.
What do you mean you're getting ready? What are you doing to your hand?
I'm doing this for you. I'm getting ready. You gotta go in there before.
You got your hand on your dick. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get it half hard so when I get in there, I can just bust it out.
Sitting out here in a public jerking off? Where you think you are? A Red Lobster? What are you doing?
What do you think I gotta do in there, all right?
Forget it. Now look, you haven't smoked pot for two whole days, right?
Yes, I told you I'm clean, all right? Your baby's gonna be fine.
Right, I'm sorry. I just don't want something I gotta feed with a pitchfork when he's 16.
John Bennett.
Hi.
Right this way. I'll show you where to deposit your specimen.
Hey, Johnny.
Ted points toward the employee, then makes a thrusting motion. John grins and joins her in a hallway. She hands him a small plastic container.
I'm John Bennett.
I know. I just said your name.
Oh, all right, yeah. Sorry, I'm just a little nervous. You know, I've been out of the game for a while.
The game?
Well, I don't talk to pretty girls that often. Pretty women, ladies.
I see.
Hey, when I'm done here, how about a drink?
He holds the container.
I don't mean this. I meant like a regular drink.
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Too bad. I mean, you're missing out on a great guy. Do I just spit in my hand or do I get like a lube or something? A magazine?
video. I like Asian teen stuff preferably.
There's lube right there.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
In the waiting area, Ted hops down from his chair and faces a receptionist.
Excuse me. Where's your non-jerk-off bathroom?
Down that hallway to the left.
Okay, thanks.
Ted walks down the hallway. He looks around and finds a donor storage room.
Oh, no way. Oh, hey, Doc, is this where you guys store all the stuff?
It's the intermediary station before insemination. Are you submitting...
Oh, no, my friend is yanking out a sample in one of the rooms.
Oh, well, that's a good friend.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Danzer.
Oh, cool. Hold me closer, Dr. Danzer. Whatever, I don't know.
But now, wait, you look familiar. Are you that teddy bear who came alive?
I am. That's me, yeah.
See, I was trying to figure out where I'd seen you before, and that's it.
That's good eye, good eye. So how'd you get into this line of work? Do you just love cum?
Not especially, but I love helping good people fulfill their dreams of having children. It's amazing what we can do here. You wanna have a look?
Yeah, sure.
They enter the storage room.
This is where we perform our pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. We can eliminate hereditary diseases such as cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, sickle cell anemia. I mean, the list goes on and on, really.
Wow. Hey, Johnny, you did it!
Right here, buddy.
Ew. I mean, awesome.
Excuse me, doctor, your wife's on the phone. She said it's an emergency.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
John holds out the container.
You want to see it? Huh? You want to see your kid?
I can see it from here. Thanks, yeah.
Dude, take a closer look. It's your kid.
No, come on.
No, come on.
No.
You got to take
Johnny,
a closer
no,
look.
No, that's close enough, Johnny.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll trade you. Cash.
What the? Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Fuck, dude. That's somebody's kid.
Well, it's not my fault, A-Rod. You were supposed to catch it.
We're going to find something to scoop it up.
There's containers over there. Get scoop it up with
shit.
That.
All right.
No, that's not going to work. You need two of them. You got to.
John spills a wrap of semen containers onto himself.
Oh, oh my God!
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh
my God!
Oh, Jesus!
Stop blinking it in! Oh my God! It's in my fucking mouth!
Hey, wait, hang on. I got to post this on Facebook.
No!
Hashtag Grr Mondays.
Oh my God!
Look, I'm so sorry.
Oh, swear
I'm
to God,
so
it was an
sorry.
Accident. We're so sorry.
Well, I guess it's all right. Those are the rejected sickle cell samples.
Ah, you hear that, Johnny? You're covered in rejected black guy sperm. You look like a Kardashian.
Fuck!
A sign on a skyscraper reads, Hasbro. Inside, two people with notepads follow a tall, balding man in a suit. They pass a janitor mopping the floor.
Make sure you have all the updated information on our Comic-Con placement. This has to be the biggest, most impressive rollout at the convention.
Morning, Mr. Jessa.
Good morning. Now,
this My name is Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi.
Now, this is a multi-platform release, so I want a full report on
Fresh
all...
Fresh cakes.
Jessa turns to face Donnie.
What?
In the urinal, sir. I noticed you always use urinal four, so I put fresh cakes in there for you. You're an important man. You should never have to smell pee. See, most people flip the cakes. I replace the cakes. That's the Donnie difference.
Donnie winks at Jessup.
I need a full report on all the placement of our merchandise. Contact Bob Jennings
at the fertility center.
I'm afraid I have bad news. I won't be able to perform the implantation procedure.
Wait, what?
Why not?
Tammy Lynn, according to your test results, you're no longer fertile.
What?
Wait, Doc, are you sure about that? I mean, maybe you should check again or something, you know?
I'm quite sure. Tammy Lynn, because of your history of excessive drug use, your ovarian canal has been somewhat compromised.
What are you talking about? It looks fine.
Yeah.
Forgive me, that's a normal ovary. This is Tammy Lynn's.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I bet this stuff happens a lot. I mean, you probably see this kind of stuff all the time, right?
No, not once, not ever. When I saw this, I threw up, almost quit medicine. Bottom line is, insemination is not possible.
I don't understand, okay? I don't. None of this makes any sense. I mean,
It's okay, honey. Come on, let's just go.
Does this mean, Teddy? Does it mean we can't have a baby?
I don't know, but just it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
It really isn't.
Ted and Tammy Lynn leave the office. A sign on a building reads, Hope and Heart Adoption. Tammy Lynn parks outside. Inside, she and Ted face a short-haired woman.
Well, I've gone through your application and vetted your personal histories, and I'm afraid this isn't going to work out.
What?
Why not?
Well, first of all, there's a question of Tammy Lynn's drug conviction.
Hey, I did my community service.
Yeah, besides, that was 5 years ago. She's clean.
There's another issue, and honestly, it's the more serious one. I was reluctant to bring it up because it's a little awkward. Ted, in the eyes of the state, you are not a person.
Wait, what?
The state official I spoke to said that technically you are classified as property.
I'm not a person?
Not according to the government. I'm sorry.
But that is so fucked up.
Property?
You know what, Teddy? Let's get out of here. Come on.
They start to leave.
Look, you seem like good people. Be careful.
What do you mean, be careful?
The state official I spoke to made it sound like your status had gone under the radar for some time. Your adoption request may have raised some red flags. If they choose to investigate the issue, it may leave you quite vulnerable.
Ted furrows his brow and lowers his stare. At the grocery store, Ted stares off at his checkout counter. John enters the store.
Hey, just got off work and heard your message. Is that for real? Did they actually tell you that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Property. What, they said I'm property.
Hey, what does that even mean? Like you're a thing? What, like garbage or a piece of shit?
Well, I mean, maybe more like a hammer or an orange, but yeah.
You know, what the hell do they know? It's just a word. They can't change your whole life just by calling you property.
Bullshit! Better ask my ancestors. You know, one minute you in Africa, washing your clothes in the river, titties out, you good. Then all of a sudden, you somewhere across the world fucking Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, you make history come alive.
Why the hell is this just coming up now?
Well, I mean, I've never voted. I don't have a driver's license. I don't pay taxes. I mean, hell, this is the first job I ever had.
Ted, can I see you for a moment?
In Frank's office.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to let you go.
What? Why? I've been busting my ass at this job for 3 years.
I just got a call from the Labor Department. I can't legally keep you on as an employee because I've been informed that you're technically...
Technically not a person, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, but as of today, you're fired.
At home, Ted and Tammy Lynn sit in bed.
Dear Ted, your Chase bank account has been terminated due to a lack of citizenship. Dear Ted, your Discover card has been revoked. Dear Ted, you are no longer a Papa Gino's Rewards member. Fuck, that's a big one.
This poor baby booty. It's always going to be empty. There's never going to be a little foot in here.
I don't understand. We would have made such great parents.
Ted smokes a joint.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Teddy.
Whoa, 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 what's wrong?
Look at this. Dear Ted, the state of Massachusetts regrets to inform you that due to an oversight regarding your legal status... Your marriage to Tammy Lynn McCafferty is unrecognized by the state and therefore invalid and hereby annulled. Teddy, can they do this to us?
Let me see that.
Ted browses the letter, then looks off.
This is a nightmare.
At a park, John reads the letter beside Ted.
You fucking believe that?
No, this is insane.
I mean, Tammy's the woman I love. You know, I never would even have tried to adopt a dog if I'd have known it was going to cause me this kind of shitstorm.
This whole thing is complete bullshit. Now, if you ask me, we got to fight it.
What do you mean?
I mean, we get a lawyer.
Oh, my God, can we do that?
Hell yeah. You know what we do? We'll get a lawyer, and we'll sue the fucking government for your civil rights.
Johnny, that's a great idea. Hey, maybe we get one of them Harrison Ford lawyers who gets shot in the head and then turns all retarded and nice and goes, what we're doing is wrong.
Yes. You know what? We get out there and we stick it to him good. We'll take that shit all the way up to Judge Judy if we have to.
Yeah. But we don't know any lawyers. All our friends make sandwiches.
No, we just Google Boston lawyers.
Yeah.
John pulls out his phone.
Jesus, look at that black cock.
He shows Ted the screen. Wide aerial view show downtown Boston. Through a revolving door, John and Ted enter a large lobby. Words on a wall read, Law Offices of Jackson, Broadhurst, and Klein. In an office, they face a balding man.
This is a very complicated case you have here. Most civil rights cases are, but this one has some very obvious wrinkles.
Well, everybody says you're the best in town.
Listen, your case is not going to be cheap. What is your financial situation?
Well, all of our holdings are tied up in the railroads.
Yeah, Reading Railroad, B&O Railroad, Pennsylvania Railroad.
We're working on Short Line. I own Atlantic Avenue in Marvin Gardens.
And I own four houses on Baltic Ave. I was thinking about just tearing them down and building a hotel.
I won second prize in a beauty contest. That's $50 right there.
Are you guys just saying monopoly stuff?
Tell you what, I'm going to go drive around the block, and I'll be back with $200.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. My niece recently passed her bar exam, and I've hired her on as a junior associate here at the firm. I could assign her to your case pro bono. And then you would get a hungry young attorney, and I would get a more experienced lawyer in return. So what do you say to that?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Are those hard candies, like, just to take?
Those aren't supposed to be out.
The man puts a bowl of candy away. John shifts his disappointed gaze. He and Ted approach a door. They look into an office.
Hello?
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You must be Ted.
Yeah, I'm Ted. This is my buddy John.
Hi. My uncle says that you guys are my first clients.
It's been discussed, but do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 26. What, is there a problem?
Well, you know, I just don't want my lawyer singing Frozen songs during the opening arguments.
You know, it's just this is a really important case. I mean, Ted has already lost his job. His marriage has been annulled.
I know. My uncle gave me all the details.
Right. But see, the thing is, you know, we don't want to take any chances because the stakes are so significant. So.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just rush in anything. We've got to make sure we're making the right decisions.
Yeah,
so.
We really appreciate your time. But I think what we're probably going to do is just take a seat and get to work.
I trust you completely.
Yeah, we really feel like you've got a lot to offer.
The pretty blonde smokes from a bong.
Sorry, you don't mind the pot, do you? I get migraines.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
me
fine.
Too.
Yeah, I'm going to get a huge migraine in the parking lot in about 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm Samantha Jackson.
Ted, how are you?
Good to meet you.
John.
Nice to meet you.
Wait. What's your middle name?
Leslie.
Oh, my God. So you're Sam L. Jackson.
That's fucking great, just like Sam L. Jackson.
Who is that?
You ever seen any movie ever? He's the black guy.
John smokes from the bong.
That weed is really good. Reminds me of the strain I smoked last summer called Here Comes Autism.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, it's sort of like this other batch we had called How Long Has That Van Been There?
No, it's this new strain my dealer gave me called Help Me Get Home.
You know, I'm surprised a lawyer like you gets high. I mean, aren't you supposed to be fighting the war on drugs and all that shit?
Please, the war on drugs is a joke. It's just a way for the government to inflate law enforcement budgets and lock up minorities for no good legal reason. And you, my friend, are an oppressed minority.
Yeah, no shit.
They've denied you the same rights as everybody else just because you're different. And I say that's a violation of the Constitution.
So what do you say? Can you get me my life back?
Taking a hit, Samantha smiles and nods.
I'm gonna try.
Hey, guys.
John stands in a corner.
I'm having some trouble over here.
What's the matter?
Can you help me get home?
Outside.
I'm having a really hard time here, guys.
Johnny, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. You're doing fine.
No,
you're doing great.
I'm scared, all
right? I know. Come on. It's okay, though. You just have to hang on to the wall.
Don't let that ghost get me.
How far away does he live?
About a mile and a half.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Hey, it's okay.
Open your eyes. In a library carrying a stack of books, Samantha joins Ted and John at a desk.
All right, I got Dred Scott versus Sanford, Plessy versus Ferguson, and Brown versus the Board of Education.
I got Kramer versus Kramer, Alien versus Predator, and Freddy versus Jason.
I got Ernest goes to camp, Ernest goes to jail, and the importance of being Ernest, which was very disappointing.
Time passes as they review case studies. Ted and John shimmy sideways along a railing. At the desk, stacks of thick books rise and fall as they chat. Samantha and John shimmy along the railing, then the three of them march forward and dance in unison. They leap off and freeze in midair. In Samantha's office.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few test questions. Are you ready?
Yep, bring it on.
You're on the stand. The DA says, Ted, do you consider yourself to be human?
Objection sustained.
No, the witness can't object.
Overruled.
Sidebar.
Guilty.
Speculation.
Hearsay.
Bailiff.
Briefcase.
Disregard.
In my chambers.
Stop Beaver on the witness.
Arrest.
We could totally be lawyers.
Bang.
At a park, John and Samantha have a picnic. She tosses food in the air and John tries to catch it in his mouth. Nearby, Ted feeds parts of his sandwich to geese. He takes a bite of the sandwich, then tosses bread to the geese. Charging at him, a large goose bites the sandwich and flies over a pond with Ted dangling from it. At the library, Samantha starts to speak as John shoots a spit wad. It goes into her open mouth. John laughs. Later, Samantha licks her finger and sticks it in John's ear. Ted points at him and laughs. John searches a filing cabinet. Ted pops out of a drawer and punches him. Ted yells at his wounded friend. As Samantha sleeps at the desk, Ted writes on her face with a marker. Later, she faces them with the word penis misspelled on her forehead. Ted and John suppress their laughter. In a corner of the library, the three of them smoke from a bong. Samantha takes a hit and blows a cloud of smoke upward. The word down repeatedly appears within the smoke. Outside, they help John move along a wall. At his apartment, John, Samantha, and Ted watch TV.
Your name is Toby. You're going to learn to say your name. Let me hear you say it. What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
That's just like me. That's exactly what I'm going through.
Well, it's a little different.
You know, Ted, if you legally become a person, you're going to need a last name.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I got one.
Okay, what is it?
Clubber Lang.
Who's Clubber Lang?
Who's Clubber Lang?
Mr. T's character in Rocky III, hello.
Is that the boxing movies?
The boxing? But wait, you've never seen Rocky?
She's not serious.
You've never seen Rocky. Come on, you know, you know, Rocky.
I'm not going to remember a movie I've never seen just because you're singing a song I don't know.
You don't know Samuel L. Jackson. You don't know Rocky. You are literally pop culture illiterate.
I have a college degree. My pop culture references are Hamlet, Achilles, and Dorian Gray. Ever heard of any of them?
No, but I'm pretty sure Mr. T could kick their ass.
Yeah, Sam, you really need to be educated.
Oh, really? Can either of you tell me who wrote The Great Gatsby?
Jody Blum?
Hitler?
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Who's that?
The author.
Well, why are you saying fuck him?
What?
You just said F. Scott Fitzgerald. What did Scott Fitzgerald do to you?
Yeah.
No, that's his first name.
His name's Fuck Scott Fitzgerald?
What? No!
Well, then what's the F stand for?
Francis.
No, it's gotta be fuck.
It must be
fuck.
It's gotta be fuck.
Yeah.
It has to be fuck.
Why the hell would it be fuck?
Well, because otherwise, why wouldn't he just say it?
Yeah, he's hiding something. It's fuck.
Come on, read between
his
the lines,
fuck.
Sam.
It's fuck.
It's completely insane. You guys are idiots.
Yeah, well, whatever. Ted Clubberlang. Get used to it.
In the Hasbro building, Jessup works in his office.
Yes.
A brunette enters.
Sir, one of the janitors would like to see you.
I'm busy.
Fresh cakes?
What is it, Danny?
Donnie, sir.
Well, Donnie, I'm extremely busy with the Comic-Con presentation, so...
I'm told that you have an open-door policy here at Hasbro for new toy ideas from any and all employees.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. All right, come in.
Okay. Thank you. I love your dress.
The brunette closes the door. Donnie faces Jessup.
Mr. Jessup, I can make this company $1 billion.
I'm listening.
30 years ago, a little boy named John Bennett made a wish that his teddy bear would come to life. Somehow, one of our Hasbro bears...
Yes, I'm aware of the story.
Donnie pulls out a newspaper.
Have you seen this?
Jessup looks at a headline. Talking teddy bear sues for personhood.
So what?
Well, Ted is suing for his civil rights. If he loses, the state will officially declare him a non-entity with no rights under the law. That means he becomes property. Mr. Jessup, we could take him back with only a trivial degree of legal consequence if we were even caught.
And why would we do this?
Sir, if we could cut him open to see what makes him tick, we could manufacture millions of Teds for every child in the world. Hasbro would double its profits overnight.
Go on.
We just have to make sure Ted loses the case. You use every back channel, every bribe, you call in every favor, and you get the best lawyer in the world on the defense. When Ted's rights are officially null, we grab him. No one's going to kick up a legal fuss over property.
You're a hell of a lot smarter than your urinal cakes, Danny.
Really?
Now, what exactly do you want from this?
Mr. Jessup, I'm not interested in money. I just want a dad for my very own.
All right. I think I can handle the defense. But let's make one thing clear. We never had this conversation. Goldner and the board cannot know about this until we have him. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Jessup grins and stares off.
I need Shep Wild.
At Ted's apartment.
That was such a good dinner, Tammy Lynn. I've never had Pringles on my steak before.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, it's the least I can do with all you're doing for us, really.
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
Well, you know, we wanted to take you out to dinner, but all we got is Tammy's income these days, since nobody will hire me.
Things are getting really tight, huh?
Yeah, I've had to do some things I'm not proud of. BJ's here. Get your BJ's. Get your red-hot BJ's. Toothless and ready to go. Just $3. $3. Get your BJ's here.
Wow.
Hey, listen, I got an idea. Tammy, what do you say you and me go do the dishes and give Sam and Diane here some alone time, huh?
All right, all right. Hey, you go pull a bad back, bitch.
What do you think that was about?
Oh, it's nothing. That's his way of saying I should ask you out. Look.
We should probably focus our attention on the keys for
I completely
moment.
Agree.
You know, I am a little bit curious. How is it that a guy like you is unattached?
Well, I was married at one point, but it just didn't work out.
Shit, I'm sorry. That sucks.
No, I mean, we make it work day to day, but you know, she was always just trying to change me into something I'm not. And I tried, you know? I mean, I really tried everything I could to be the man that she wanted. And one day I woke up and I just realized I wasn't myself anymore. You know, as much as I love this person, you know, we're completely wrong for each other.
At least you figured it out early. Some people go through their whole lives trying to make it work with the wrong person.
Yeah. So we're gonna win this thing?
Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, we're betting on you.
Hey, Johnny, come on. It's almost 7 o'clock. We gotta get up there. Hey, Sam, you want in on this?
What is it?
Oh, Tuesday nights we get fucked up and throw apples at joggers.
On the roof, the four of them hold apples. A jogger passes on the sidewalk below.
Oh, there's one!
How's your workout?
Fuck you!
Have some apples.
Jesus, what the hell is your problem?
That's everybody else's yes, fault. Barry Decker. Bam! You sons of bitches. What the fuck is this?
A cyclist collides with the jogger.
That's the lottery! That's the lottery!
That's what you get for fucking exercising.
That is unbelievable.
Daytime. A street view shows a towering courthouse. Samantha and her clients ascend the front steps. John and Ted both wear suits, and Tammy Lynn wears a chic blazer over her tight yellow dress. In a courtroom, Ted sits beside Samantha. John and Tammy Lynn sit behind them. Samantha fidgets nervously. Tammy Lynn leans forward.
Teddy. Teddy, I'm scared.
Baby, we're gonna be fine, all right? I don't care what any fucking piece of paper says. You're my wife.
I love you so much. And I swear to God, if we lose, I'm gonna fucking cut that judge.
Wait a minute, you brought your switchblade?
Yeah.
But they patted us down on the way in here. Where'd you even hide? Oh.
Hey, Sam. Who's that button on over there?
She looks to a white-haired attorney.
That is why we've been working so hard. That's Shep Wild. It's our bad luck they put him on the trial. He's never lost a case in his life.
Mr. Wild, your opening statement, if you please.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would first like to thank the ladies and gentlemen of the jury for taking time out of their busy schedules to be a part of these proceedings. Now, the case we'll be examining today is really quite a simple one. Is Ted a human being or a piece of property? You know, it really is a very special, very unique thing to be human. It's a gift from God bestowed upon only one species, us. But if we suddenly decide to share that gift, where does that lead us? Does your dog deserve human rights? Your cat?
Your toaster?
John and Tammy Lynn exchange a look.
Suddenly being human doesn't seem so special anymore, does it? I'm confident you'll make the right decision.
Donnie watches in disguise.
Thank you, Mr. Wilde, for your opening statement. Ms. Jackson?
Samantha rises and approaches the jury with a smile.
Hi. I'm Samantha Jackson. I gotta be honest with you. I'm a little nervous. Why am I nervous? Well, not because I'm a junior attorney arguing her first case. And not because some of you might laugh at the fact that I'm representing a teddy bear.
Ted frowns.
No, I'm nervous because of one simple word. Justice. I'm nervous that you're going to be swayed by smooth talk and a haircut and forget about the most important aspect of this case. Justice. 150 years ago, a slave by the name of Dred Scott sued to prove that he was a person and not a piece of property. He lost. And as history has shown us, that wasn't justice. In every civil rights conflict, we are only able to recognize the just point of view years after the fact. And when the next conflict comes along, we're once again blind to it as it's happening. Well, this is different, we say, but it isn't. It is the same beast just wearing a different face, and it's happening again today. So I urge you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, not to be a footnote on the wrong side of history. Don't wait too long to be right. Thank you.
Samantha returns to her seat. Grinning, Ted looks back at John.
Erection
sustained.
They slap hands. Later.
Miss McCafferty, you and Ted recently considered adopting a child, is that correct?
Yeah.
And if I may inquire, why did you not choose to have a child of your own?
Because Teddy ain't got no dick.
Why does Ted not possess a male appendage? Is it a freak of genetics?
No, asshole. He ain't got a dick because he's a fucking toy. What's your excuse?
Oh, take a burn.
Yeah, how's your tongue tasting your own ass point, Dexter?
Yeah, how'd you... What? Order.
Mr. Bennett? How would you categorize your relationship with Ted?
He's my best friend.
So you don't see him as your property?
No, he's not my property. I mean, he's a person. He's way more of a person than lots of other people. I mean, fucking Steven Tyler? What the fuck is that? Some kind of weird soccer mom-looking Goonie monster?
Your Honor.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your witness.
Wilde approaches John on the stand.
Mr. Bennett. When and where did you first encounter Ted?
Well, what do you mean? My parents got him for me when I was a kid.
Aha, they got him. Where did they get him?
John shifts his gaze.
Child wore a toy store.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Could you repeat that, please?
Child wore a toy store. You fucking heard me.
There's no need for hostility, Mr. Bennett.
Why? Nobody here likes you. I saw you eating lunch alone. You're a loser.
Your Honor.
Mr. Bennett.
I hope your kids get bird flu.
Mr. Bennett.
I'm sorry.
Now... You said your parents purchased Ted, as one might purchase a baseball glove or a big wheel.
No, it's not like that.
Objection!
You can't do that.
You know what? This is bullshit, all right? This court is trying to tell me that I'm not as good as other people. And this is exactly what you've been doing to the fags.
Ted!
And I sorry, the homos. This is exactly what you've been doing to the homos, and I say it's wrong.
Ms. Jackson, please control your client, or I'll hold both of you in contempt of court.
Now piss off, all right? I'm standing up for me, and I'm standing up for the homos. We deserve respect.
Ted, shut up.
Fine.
Ted grabs his phone. A wide view shows the courthouse steps. Inside, Samantha stands.
Your Honor, I'd like to call Ted Clubberlang to the stand.
Yes! My turn, assholes!
Ted runs to the stand. Samantha approaches him with a smile.
Ted, do you love your wife?
Objection. She's not his wife. The marriage was annulled.
I'll rephrase. Do you love Tammy Lynn?
I love
my wife. Okay? My wife, more than anything in the world. We're married. I don't care what anybody says.
So you're saying you are capable of feeling love?
Yeah. Hey, it must be weird for you guys having a doll up here on a stand with no kid pointing to where his uncle touched him. I am capable. I love a lot of stuff, yeah.
Ted, do you believe you have a soul?
What did you think I would do at this moment when you're standing before me with tears in your eyes? Will that answer your question?
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
What it is, man. Dynamite.
Ted.
Right, sorry. Look, I'm not a scientist, okay? I don't know exactly what makes a person a person. All I know is I feel stuff, just like all you guys. And I don't think I ought to be treated any different.
Samantha faces the jury.
Capable of love. Aware of his own consciousness.
She gives Wilde a look.
Seems pretty human to me. No further questions.
Mr. Kidder, you were an employee at Hasbro from 1976 to 1998, is that correct?
Yes, I supervised the stuffing of the teddy bears.
And what is that stuffing made of?
A synthetic cotton poly blend.
Is there anything else in there?
The bear products are affixed with an electronic device in the chest, which can be programmed to say any one of five phrases.
Wilde approaches the plaintiff.
Ted, would you please press your chest?
What?
Please follow the instruction, Mr. Glubberlang.
With sad eyes, John and Tammy Lynn look at Ted as he presses his chest. Samantha tightens her lips. Tammy Lynn drops her gaze. Wilde looks to the jury.
No further questions.
Now on TV.
Also in the news, a pending court case is beginning to get national attention for its civil rights ramifications. Ted the Bear, who some of you may remember, came to life back in the mid-80s right here in Boston, is suing to prove he is indeed a person.
On CNN.
Okay, so what are we even talking about here? What we're talking about is a civil rights issue. This bear has rights.
Oh, he does not. He's a toy.
Then why are you calling it a he?
Look, we call the Statue of Liberty she, but we all know it's an object made of copper and steel.
Oh, good point. But she isn't conscious or sentient. He is.
On Fox News.
Now, come on. Are any of you going to sit there and tell me that this stuffed doll is a person?
No.
Not at all.
We all agree. Agree all the time.
I don't think he should want to be considered a person. After all, you know, Ted spent many years sleeping and cuddling with a child. That's cute when you're a stuffed animal. When you're a person, that's a felony.
Ted, do you have anything to say in your own defense?
I am not an animal!
In a comedy sketch, a fake Samantha steps forward.
You see, Your Honor, he's not an animal.
The fake Ted sniffs the air, then hops over a witness stand and tackles the fake Samantha. She faces a judge.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm on my period.
And live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Outside the courthouse, reporters crowd the front steps. In the courtroom, Tammy Lynn. Outside the courthouse, reporters crowd the front steps. In the courtroom, Tammy Lynn fidgets nervously next to John. Samantha and Ted look back at them.
What is taking them so long?
Oh, is it bad that they're taking this long?
It's not good or bad. It just means that they're probably having a debate.
You know, Johnny, it may be time to play the Beetlejuice card.
What do you mean?
I mean saying his name three times.
What?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Shut up! You fucking crazy? We don't want that guy running around in here.
No, Johnny, he'll be on our side. He'll help us. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Hey, you are meddling with powers you do not understand. Cut the shit.
The jury members enter the courtroom and take their seats. Samantha, Ted, and the opposing attorney stand. The judge raises his hands.
Please be seated.
Everyone complies.
Mr. Willer, has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes, we have, Your Honor. In the case of Ted versus the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we, the jury, find for the Commonwealth in that Ted is not a person.
Closing his eyes, Ted hangs his head. John and Tammy Lynn look on sadly. Donnie smiles to himself.
Very well. The plaintiff is hereby legally deemed property. The definition entails the rights thereof and will be recognized in the terms set by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The court wishes to thank the jury for its service.
Donnie shows Jessup a headline, Ted declared property.
Are you sure you can get him? Remember, you're on your own out there. Hasbro can have no connection to this.
Oh, I'll get him. And when I have him, I'll call you with the code phrase. Do you remember what it is?
Yes, I remember it.
Well, should we say it just for safety?
That's not necessary. I don't have to say it. Fresh cakes.
Fresh cakes.
In John's apartment, Ted sulks on the couch with Tammy Lynn. John and Samantha sit nearby.
No, this isn't fucking fair. Teddy's a good man. Why is he being treated differently than everybody else?
It's what this country does best. Putting different people into little groups and making them watch Tyler Perry. It's wrong. I'm so sorry, baby.
No, I'm sorry. I thought I built a better case. It's just the reality is you have a really shitty lawyer.
Hey, come on. All right, nobody's blaming you for this. You did everything you could.
I'm sitting here, and I can't believe it's official.
Oh, so what are we going to do now? I mean, we can't take this lying down, right? We got to do something.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to call Patrick Meighan.
Who's that?
He is the top civil rights attorney in America.
Wait, is he the one who got that female midget into the Marines?
Yeah.
Yeah, that had a sad ending, though. You remember she was at a Veterans Day parade and somebody handed her a bunch of balloons and she's gone. It's very sad. Very sad for the family.
You know what? If anyone can get this verdict overturned, it's him. He's not cheap, but we've become such a high-profile case, I feel like he might take it pro bono. He's a sucker for media.
She searches his name and the results mention Black Cox.
Hey, Johnny, how about a beer, huh?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Hi, I'm calling for Patrick Meighan. This is Samantha Jackson. I defended Ted Cleverlang in Ted versus Massachusetts.
Ted swipes the last beer.
Hi, Mr. Meighan. Thank you so much for taking my call.
John chases Ted.
Oh, you've been following the case. That's great.
They fight over the beer.
Yeah, that's actually why I'm calling. Yeah, I was wondering if maybe you would consider helping us try to overturn the verdict.
Ted shakes the beer bottle.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have to be a pro bono situation because we're not really working with much money, but I think you'll be impressed with my client.
Motherfucker!
Sure. Yeah, great. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I'll see you then. Bye. My God. He said he'll meet with us on Friday at 9 a.m. at his office in New York.
Is he going to take the case?
I don't want to jinx it, but I think so.
Oh, my God, you hear that, Johnny? I still get a shot.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we got to celebrate.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's go down to the improv and yell sad suggestions?
Fuck yeah. So first, we need a historical event. Who's got an event?
9/11.
Okay, maybe something else. All right, let's start with a person.
Robin Williams.
Okay, all right, for real, guys, for real. Who's got a person?
Robin Williams on 9/11.
All right, we've heard from these guys. Let's maybe give somebody else over here a chance. How about a location? Let's go with a location.
The offices of Charlie Hebdo.
Okay, seriously, sir, I just need a location.
Ferguson, Missouri. German Wings cockpit.
Okay, I heard Starbucks.
No, you didn't.
Nobody said Starbucks.
All right, Starbucks. Okay, now who's in the Starbucks?
Bill Cosby.
You people are monsters.
Oh, we're giving you the tools, buddy. Come on, make some fucking comedy.
Outside Ted's apartment, John, Samantha, and Ted carry bags to a car. Ted stops on the sidewalk and faces Tammy Lynn.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
I love you so much, Teddy. You go kick some ass because I am not taking off this wedding ring.
I love you too, baby. I'll see you soon.
Kneeling, Tammy Lynn shares a long kiss with Ted. Tammy Lynn watches from the sidewalk as the others drive off. She gives a sad wave. A wide aerial view shows the city of Boston. Another view tracks Samantha's car as they travel out of the city. Later, they travel a highway. Ted sits in the back seat.
If you want something with a pie and meat, just fuck your own brother in the front seat. Oh, why can't you just say please? Hey, must be the money!
Hey, Sam, why do you have a duffel bag that says Arizona State?
Because that's where I went to school.
What, you went to Arizona State?
Yeah, why?
Oh, man, that's why we lost the case.
Hello?
You dicks.
Arizona State. Hey, how many times you been fucked on a houseboat?
come on.
Did you write your dissertation on the collected works of Red Bull?
Yeah, I did. I got an A on it.
So do you say Arizona State University, or do you just say HPVU?
At a small diner, the three of them sit in a booth. Ted eats a bowl of ice cream.
This is perfect. We're going to get to the city before 10.
Hey, Sam, how's your boring salad?
Oh, it's actually delicious.
Everybody always says that about this salad. They're all a bunch of fucking liars.
No, I love it. It's really good.
Have some Cookie Crisp. You need something nutritional.
Why do you think I want your Cookie Crisp?
Because you've been staring at it and you
no.
Want.
Hey, what's the deal here? You guys ever going to make out or what?
Teddy, come on, dude.
No, I'm just saying. You look like you're hitting it off, you know? I mean, Sam, you dig him, right?
She gives a shy grin.
Hey, where the hell's my coffee? I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
I'm so sorry, sir. I forgot. I'll get it right away.
Jesus, you're a waitress. You're not building rockets. Figure it out.
What a prick. Hey, $20, I can toss a Cookie Crisp into his ass crack.
Wait, let me drive. I used to pitch for the softball team in Arizona State.
Oh, yeah? Was your mascot a broken condom?
Shut up.
She tosses a piece.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Who did that?
He's blind. Oh,
Jesus Christ, you gotta be kidding me.
No, we're assholes. Look what you did.
I swear to God, I'll kick your goddamn ass. Who was it?
Sir, I apologize for my 5-year-old son.
I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Cookie Crisp in your bum bum. I'm sorry.
Well, under the circumstances, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God. Now we're even bigger assholes.
Go get my Cookie Crisp out of his ass.
You guys making trouble over here?
No, man. We're just minding our business.
Let's try to keep your boyfriend under control here, yeah?
Oh, he's not my boyfriend.
Oh. Good.
I would just get the check, thanks.
Of course.
With a grin, the young waitress leaves the check.
Oh, my God. John, did you see that? She was totally giving you the fuck me eyes.
No, she wasn't.
She was giving you the fuck me eyes.
What are the fuck me eyes?
Yeah, it's some women just have fuck me eyes.
Do I have fuck me eyes?
No, you have give us the ring, my precious eyes.
Look, we better get going. I got 2 hours of driving left, and I'm kind of beat.
Yeah, we gotta be well rested for tomorrow.
Well, hey, I'll drive. You can take a nap.
You don't have a license.
Well, who cares? Johnny lets me drive every once in a while when he's too hammered. I'm a fucking pro. Besides, you know, I've been kicked around a lot this week. I want to feel useful, you know?
20 minutes behind the wheel.
Yay!
Nighttime. Ted drives as the other two sleep. He taps his foot on wooden blocks attached to the pedals. Ted swerves within his lane. Using his phone, he texts Tammy Lynn, "Hey, thinking about your beef." He swerves into the oncoming lane, then veers away from an oncoming car. Ted mimes piano playing on the steering wheel. He narrowly misses another car. Tapping the wheel with his eyes closed, Ted drives onto a guardrail. John and Samantha stir in their sleep. Back on the road, Ted tosses his cup out the window. It hits another car. The car grinds to a halt off the road. Ted flicks his cigarette and it bounces off the window and onto his leg. He brushes the embers away, then loses control into oncoming traffic. Ted steers to the shoulder to avoid the passing cars. He veers off the road and down a wooded hillside. The car ramps off of a cliff and flies toward an old barn. The vehicle hangs stuck in the barn's wall. John and Samantha wake up.
What the fuck?
Well, Sam, it's been 20 minutes. You want to take over?
Outside the barn, Samantha and Ted sit on a rock. She cradles her chin in her hands and stares upward.
Hey, listen, Sam, I'm real sorry. That barn just came out of nowhere.
No, it's my fault. I should never have let you drive.
Yeah, well, you were wrong. You were wrong to do that. But, you know, that and the trial are the only two things you fucked up. So,
Hey, I can't see shit in there. We're gonna have to wait till tomorrow to get the car out.
Wait, are we gonna spend the night here?
Yeah, we'll be fine. We just gotta find some firewood.
In a field, John and Ted collect sticks from the ground. John spots something and kneels.
What the hell?
He picks up a large marijuana leaf and sniffs it.
Holy shit. Hey, Ted! You know what this is? It's Super Lemon Haze. It's a really rare strain. It's a cross between Lemon Skunk and Super Silver Haze. It's totally potent. I mean, I've only had it once in my life, and it was one of the best highs I ever had. What the hell is a leaf for this stuff doing out in the middle of a...
Ted turns John's head. They stare wide-eyed. An expanse of marijuana plants stretches into the distance. Samantha joins them.
Dear God. Dear God in heaven.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
No words. No words. They should have sent a poet.
They're moving in herds. They do move in herds.
By a campfire, Samantha smokes a bong shaped like male genitalia.
Please tell me that's not the only bong you brought on this trip.
Yeah, Sam, this puts us in kind of an awkward position here. I mean, we want to get high, too.
I don't have any papers on that.
Is this hilarious? I got it at a bachelorette party. So stupid. Here, try it.
I know.
Why?
I don't want to put a big glass cock in my mouth.
Oh, you think this is big?
Johnny, you walk right into that one, pal.
This is all I brought.
All right, how about this? I'm going to go check out the barn, and I'm going to see if I can find, like, a soda can or something for us to make an actual bong.
Yeah, see if you can make a non-dick bong.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's the name of the South Korean president. Right? You get it. Right? Nah.
What?
Okay, I'll be back.
Sorry.
No, I this is nice. You know, I mean, you know, I always wanted my ex-wife to get stoned, and she never would, so.
Really? Wow, that's the cornerstone of any great marriage.
I agree. So you think this Megan guy is going to help us?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. But we're going to the right place.
Listen, I just really want to thank you for all you've done, all you're doing for us. I know it's not making you rich.
Please. There are more important things in life than money. Look, I don't know what kind of mojo was in that wish you made when you were a child, but this bear is alive. And it seems to me that once the law devalues one kind of life, how soon before it devalues another? Who gets subjugated after the bear?
You're really smart, you know that? How come you don't have a guy?
Dude, have you seen the guys in Boston? I'm supposed to date some pale, blotchy guy with a wife beater under his Bruins jacket and a shamrock tattoo on his calf? Nope.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Well, I couldn't find any cans, but I gotta tell you, there's some awesome shit in that barn. Take a look at this. I found a cowboy hat and a rifle and a guitar.
Hey, be careful with that, huh?
No, it's okay. It's not loaded.
Ted gets launched.
And my fucking nose came off.
Samantha holds the guitar.
Jeez, I wonder who this place belongs to. I mean, maybe we should find someplace else.
We're in the middle of nowhere. If we get out of here by dawn, we should be fine, right?
You play the guitar?
A little bit. I learned when I was a kid.
Ted shrugs at John.
must be fun to shine upon me as I come undone.
Ted starts to smoke from the penis bong, then tosses it away. John gazes at Samantha.
You mean oh, with your beam, you led the way.
Ted spots a deer. A raccoon, a squirrel, and a rabbit also emerge.
Was here to stay. Then you went and took my love away. You mean Omu. Oh, you mean all stars above. The games that you play.
Ted eats a marijuana leaf.
I could find some happiness if all of my nights were cloudy.
A fox and a porcupine listen in. A fish leaps out of water. A monkey stares from a tree. A penguin waddles out of the forest. A lobster lies on the grass. Samantha sets down the guitar and stares at John with a grin. Leaning close, he cradles her face and they kiss.
Yes!
A wide view rises from the campfire to a full moon. Daytime. In the barn, John and Samantha tug on a rope tied to the car's front bumper.
All right, you got it. You got it. Come on, put your legs into it.
The car drops.
There you go. Nice job.
Jesus.
So, listen, I gotta ask. Was it just kissing last night, or was there finger stuff?
The guitar hits Ted. On the highway, Samantha drives.
Man, we got a lot of pot in this car. I wish we could smoke it.
Well, we're gonna smoke it, all right? But just stuff it in the seat for now. We don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Ted stares at the penis-shaped bong lying on the pile of marijuana. Ted smokes the bong. In the passenger seat, John pulls out his phone and snaps a photo of the bear.
Oh, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Hashtag... my amazing summer.
God damn it, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, I fucking owe you, you bastard.
What do you mean? I was just messing around.
Oh, shut up and suck that dick.
Oh, fuck you.
They drive into New York City.
New York, New York. What do you mean? I was just messing around.
Oh, shut up and suck that dick.
Oh, fuck you.
They drive into New York City.
New York, New York. You high and mighty, bright and shiny, fabulous place. New York.
An aerial view shows the sprawling city. More views show the Empire State Building and other landmarks. Sam halts at a crosswalk as men in costume step onto the street.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Whoa.
Jesus, watch, watch where you're going!
It's a crosswalk, jackass! We have the right of way!
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa. Hey, what the hell are you doing walking around dressed like Star Wars?
It's Comic-Con, you idiot. We're going to the Javits Center.
Well, you're the idiots because you three guys would never be walking together.
Yeah, you're his boss, and you two guys are enemies.
Yeah, bite me, Captain Kirk.
Hey, hey, whoa, come whoa, on. Whoa, no, that's Star Trek.
Yeah, that's two different franchises.
Yeah, sorry, guys. She doesn't know.
Nah, it's okay. I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
Let's go.
A black-clad man lifts a hand.
Oh, hey, come on. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. Not worth it.
A street view shows a tall glass skyscraper. In an office waiting room, John sits between Samantha and Ted on a small couch. He looks around.
Patrick Meegan's got a classy setup, huh?
John sets his foot on a coffee table.
And there is our first impression.
Miss Jackson, Mr. Megan will see you now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Ted and John follow Samantha into a large office. A white-haired man spots them.
Ah, Miss Jackson. Do come in.
Mr. Megan, this is such an honor. Thank you so much for meeting with us.
Not at all. It's my pleasure. Please, sit down.
This office is fucking awesome.
Yeah, totally. Hey, you ever bring chicks up here?
What do you think?
I think I want to sleep on a bed made of your voice.
I'll get right down to it. I don't want to waste too much of your time.
Megan looks at the bear.
Ted, I've been reviewing your file. And while I'm sympathetic to your cause, I'm sorry to say I won't be taking your case.
What?
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 Well, it comes down to this. You want to be human in the eyes of the law. That's a hard sell, even for me. See, the important thing about being human is making a contribution to society, assisting in the betterment of your race. You've done none of that. I've read about your life. The drugs, the parties, the prostitutes, the arrests.
Mr. Megan, we've come a long way to meet you because you said that you could help us.
I said I would consider it. And I have. Ted, you're special. You could have been an inspiration to the world. Could have been a leader, a role model. Instead, you're Justin Bieber.
Fuck you!
Hey, Ted, come on.
I'm sorry.
There's just no indication that you've had any positive effect on the world around you.
Well, that's not true. He's had a positive effect on me.
Would that positive effect be your joint arrest for purchasing marijuana in 2003?
Well, how the fuck do you prepare for a Foo Fighters concert?
You know why he lost this case? It can't be argued by reason. The precedent it sets would affect the public directly. And unfortunately, the public doesn't judge by reason. It judges by emotion. And you can't appeal an emotional conviction. Nonetheless, I wish you all the best in your efforts.
Samantha steps forward.
He needs help. And from what I know about you, at one point in your career, that would have been enough. I'm sorry you're not who I hoped you'd be.
Samantha walks out. John eyes a bowl of candy on the desk.
Are those Tootsie Rolls just like to take?
Megan opens a drawer.
Those aren't supposed to be out.
He puts the bowl of candy away. John lowers his gaze. Outside, John, Samantha, and Ted sit on steps facing an intersection.
So that's it. I'm property. No rights, no nothing.
Ted, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I mean, this completely sucks.
I feel terrible. I let you guys down all over again.
Hey, you didn't let us down, Sam. You did your best. And look, regardless of all this shit, I mean, you're still the best thing that's happened to me in a long time.
Samantha smiles at John. He pulls her into a kiss.
That's great. That's fucking great. I'm glad you guys are so happy.
What?
What do you mean, what? I'm totally screwed here. And you're sitting there basically banging my lawyer, and she's probably still fucking billing us.
Well, don't yell at us, dude. We didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe if you guys had spent a little less time mooning over each other, Sam could have won this thing, and I wouldn't be a fucking thing. Like garbage or a piece of shit.
Hey, we've been fighting right alongside you the whole way. And remember, you're the one who's been pushing me to get back on the horse. I finally meet someone, and you're giving me shit for it?
Oh, no, you're right. No, Johnny, it's fine. You're right, it's fine. It's totally fine. I got no job, no marriage, and no life, but you have fun porking Gollum here while I'm left with shit.
Ted!
Who's Gollum?
Oh, she's a model. Ted, come back!
Leave me alone!
Ted!
Ted!
Ted storms off. Samantha rubs her forehead.
Shit.
As the sun wanes in the sky, Ted wanders the streets of New York. He runs into a man in a detailed Hellboy costume.
Whoa. Sorry, bro.
The man and two other costume people walk on. Ted spots a sign reading, New York Comic Con. Tickets available now. Nearby, Donnie watches Ted. Ted wanders a convention center crowded with men and women dressed as characters from various forms of pop culture. Convention attendees wait in line at booths throughout the wide room. Ted looks around.
Hey, Ted.
Guy wears a tight blue insect costume.
Guy? I thought that was you. What's happening, man? Hey, Rick. It is Ted.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
What are you doing here?
You know, I just feel at home among the outcasts. What are you guys doing here?
Well, you know, Rick and I, we just come here as a gag.
You know, dress up like we're into this shit and fuck with the nerds.
Hey, Spaz. Why don't you go get me some Big League Chew? How about that?
Guy gives a young man a wedgie.
All right, well, good luck with your dick there.
Right on. You too, man. Okay. Oh, God damn it, that underwear had shit on it.
A person in a full-body Ninja Turtle costume approaches Ted.
Hey, are you Ted?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. I was such a big fan of yours in the early 90s.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. What's your name?
I'm Raphael. Hey, do you think I could take a picture with you?
Yeah, no problem.
Great. Here, follow me.
Raphael leads him to an empty hall.
Okay, why are we doing this back here?
Well, you're a celebrity. I just don't want you to get mobbed when people recognize you.
Yeah, that's true. I've been mistaken for an Ewok 3 times today. All right, let's do this.
Raphael removes the head of his costume, revealing himself as Donnie.
Holy shit! Donnie!
It's so good to see you, Ted. It's been some time, hasn't it?
Oh, what, you mean since you ripped me in half?
That wasn't supposed to happen. It was an accident. I have some big plans for you, Ted. Very big plans. I need you to come with me now.
Go to hell!
Ted darts past Donnie's legs and re-enters the convention. Donnie chases him. Strolling by, Rick knocks a man's food tray from his hands.
Nice lunch, Spaz.
Ted looks around as he runs past convention attendees. He spots 2 costumed people taking a photo with a cell phone. Ted snatches it.
Hey, what the hell?
Ted hides beneath a towering robot statue. Outside, John walks beside Samantha.
Anywhere. We're not gonna find him. We should just wait by the car.
What do you mean? We have to find him, okay? He's a teddy bear on his own in New York, for God's sake.
John grabs his cell phone.
Hello?
Johnny, it's me. You gotta help me.
Ted, where are you? We've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm at Comic-Con, but John, it's Donnie. He's here.
He's after me. You gotta get over here. What the fuck? Did you just say Donnie?
John, what's going on?
Yes, it's him. He's...
Donnie spots Ted.
Oh, shit.
The bear drops the phone and runs. Donnie chases him.
Ted, hello?
What's the matter?
Oh, my God, deja vu. We gotta get to Comic-Con. Come on.
Ted races through the crowded room. Pushing past attendees, Donnie stops in his tracks. He faces a display of teddy bears identical to Ted. A sign reads, Classic Talking Teddy Bears, First Editions.
You know...
Donnie fidgets.
I really love that Neil Diamond. Especially that song they sing at the Red Sox games. It's just so infectious. You just can't help but sing along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Touching you, sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Fuck!
Donnie punches Ted.
Hey! What are you doing to that bear?
I'm sorry,
You better be planning on buying that.
He just reminds me of when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's great. $40.
Donnie hands over cash. He runs off with Ted. John and Samantha enter the convention and stop by a booth of classic comic strip characters.
See him anywhere?
No. Let's try in there.
They enter the back of a presentation hall.
Hi. Have any of you guys seen a talking teddy bear movie?
They're about to announce a new Superman.
The new Superman is... Jonah Hill!
Fuck!
Who's Superman?
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. Come on.
In another hall...
And if that is not big enough news, Hasbro will be unveiling a brand new line of Transformers merchandise next fall. We've got a brand new line of Decepticons that is going to be...
Fresh cakes.
Fresh cakes.
Jessup spots Donnie.
Fresh cakes.
Donnie glances at Ted in his arms.
Comic-Con fans, let's take a look at this thrilling sizzle reel with all of our exciting new toys. Take a look.
Jessup follows Donnie into a hallway.
Come on, there's an empty supply room downstairs.
Is that him?
Yeah, there was an issue, so he's unconscious now, but yeah, it's him.
Jesus, why did you bring him here?
Well, I've been following him around since yesterday. This was the only chance I could get him alone. I had to move fast.
Hey, Ted!
Guy and Rick spot them.
Is that you?
Yeah, he had a little too much to drink. He puked a pile of cotton all over this little girl in a stroller, so we're gonna take him back and sober him up.
Rock on, Ted.
F yeah.
Hey, guys, be careful out there. Some nerd spilled his lunch.
Guy trips a man.
Hey, watch that floor. It comes up fast, man.
On the main convention floor, John and Samantha search the crowd. Guy and Rick approach.
Hey, Johnny.
Guy?
Man, it's a goddamn party here today.
Hey, I remember you from the wedding. You get a nose job?
No.
Yes, you did, you fucking liar.
Hey, we just ran into your buddy Ted.
Ted, where is he?
Well, I got a little wasted, so these two dudes took him out back to sober up.
Did you see which way they went?
Yeah, back hallway past the photo booth.
Come on.
Guy throws a drink.
Thirsty Urkel? I fucking love this place.
In a utility room, Donnie and Jessup tape Ted to a table. The bear stirs awake.
What the fuck? What the fuck's going on here? Who the hell are you?
He really is extraordinary, isn't he?
You son of a bitch! This is kidnapping!
No, it's not. Kidnapping only applies to people. And you, Ted, you're property.
Yeah, so is that fucking hairpiece.
At a Flash Gordon booth, Sam Jones poses with fans.
What do you say there? Happy face? Right there. Death to me? Yeah, come on. All right. Happy guy. Right there. Death to me. Good, idea.
Sam spots John.
Hey, Bennett!
Oh, shit.
You messed up my car. What the hell is wrong with you?
Look, Sam, this is a really bad time, right? Something happened to Ted.
Oh, but it's a good time for you to vandalize my Chrysler, though.
Hey, fuck your Chrysler!
Sam tackles John, causing a Dragon Ball Z cosplayer to rip a three-breasted woman's dress. Donnie holds a knife over Ted.
Holy shit! Look, Donnie, you don't want to do this, okay? Think about what happened at Fenway. You remember? You cut me open, that's it. I'm gone, dead. Just a regular old teddy bear. I won't be any fun then, will I?
This isn't about you, Ted. You're only one bear. We're going to figure out what makes you real, and then we're going to make millions of Teds. One for every child in the world. One for me.
Donnie leans closer.
One that loves me just as much as you love John.
Look, Donnie, I can never love you. God, that sounds fucked up. But listen, I don't want to die, okay? So, what if I gave you a hand job outside your pants while you ate an ice cream?
Donnie looks at Jessup, who makes a disgusted face.
I'll give you a minute.
On the main floor, John throws a man into Sam. A brawl erupts among the cosplayers. John hides, then gets tackled by Sam. A Chucky cosplayer punches a person dressed as Predator. A robot cosplayer uses a large plastic pony to knock a man into a glass booth. Samantha startles at a Gollum cosplayer. A three-breasted woman rams a cannon into the Dragon Ball Z cosplayer. Using a skateboard, a Marty McFly cosplayer fights off a Doc Brown cosplayer. Two men dressed as Star Trek captains fight weakly.
Hey, check it out.
Guy nudges Rick. Guy knocks a cape boy aside, then gets ran by a group of cosplayers. A Godzilla cosplayer knocks over a Play-Doh display. John hides between two battling robots. Sam grabs for him. A Lulu cosplayer backflips into Sam, sending him through a partition. John finds Samantha. They hurry through a set of double doors labeled Electrical Room. Inside, Donnie looms over Ted.
I'll see you in heaven, Ted.
He presses the knife into the bear's belly. Ted winces in pain. John and Samantha arrive.
Ted!
Johnny! Who the hell are you?
Get away from you, bastard! Ted, you okay, buddy?
Oh, Johnny, thank God!
I'm out.
Wait, Mr. Jessup, please don't go. Come on, we can still do this, please.
You're on your own, Danny. I can't be implicated in any of this.
Wait, who are you?
I work for Mattel.
Jessup hurries off. Ted hops down.
You piece of shit. Killing the Fenway Park wasn't enough for you, huh?
Huh? What do you want to do now?
You don't deserve him, John. You never did. You never did!
I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Aha, I fucking knew it.
Come on.
They leave. Donnie grabs his hairpiece. On the main convention floor, attendees mill about. Ted walks with John and Samantha.
Listen, Johnny, I want to tell you how sorry I am.
Oh, no, forget it, buddy. Look, Teddy, you were upset and I shouldn't have brushed it off. I'm so sorry.
No, listen to me. Just listen to me. You too, Sam. I acted like an asshole. All right? I was just hurting because I knew I'd lost. And that in the eyes of the world, I'll always be property. But you know what? Who gives a shit? Right? I mean, it doesn't matter what the world calls me. I know who I am. And that's all that's important. And I know who my friends are. And honest to God, if you two want to be together, nothing would make me happier.
Oh, buddy, I love you for that.
Thanks, Ted. It means a lot. And for what it's worth, as far as I'm concerned, you're a person. As much as anybody I've ever known.
Ah, Sam. That means the world coming from someone who went to Arizona State.
They continue on. Smiling, Samantha walks arm in arm with John. Nearby, Donnie spies on Ted. He cuts a cable on a support pillar. A replica of the Starship Enterprise swings down. John knocks Ted away. John gets launched into a large display that falls on top of him.
Holy shit, Johnny!
Oh, my God. John!
Johnny!
John!
Oh, Jesus!
Are you okay?
Johnny, you all right?
John!
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Jesus, what happened here?
The rocket ship just hit him!
Jesus Christ, that's a Starship Enterprise. Forget it. Somebody call 911! Johnny! John, come on, stay with me, pal.
We need an ambulance at 655 West 34.
How the hell did it fall?
I don't know!
Ted spots Donnie in the turtle costume.
It was him! The guy dressed like the Ninja Turtle!
Five people wearing Ninja Turtle costumes stand in a row.
Which one?
All right, two can play this Where's Waldo shit, you son of a bitch. Sam, give me your phone.
Samantha hands it over. Ted climbs onto the fallen spaceship and scrolls through the phone. He holds it up. One of the Ninja Turtles dances.
That's him.
Two guards apprehend Donnie.
Get off me! Get off me!
They drag Donnie away.
Johnny? Johnny, come on. Johnny, you gotta wake up, pal. Johnny, wake up. Wake up, Johnny. Johnny, wake up. Johnny, wake up.
Ted and Samantha lean over their unconscious friend. She gently rubs John's head as our view rises over them. Nighttime. A wide view shows the sparkling city. In a hospital room, news footage of John's Comic-Con accident plays on a television. Ted, Tammy Lynn, and Samantha sit at John's bedside. He remains unconscious. A doctor walks in.
How is he? Is he going to come out of it?
I don't know, Miss Jackson. We've done everything we can, and it's all up to him now.
The doctor starts away. Tammy Lynn and Ted look on somberly. Samantha returns to John's bedside and leans close to him.
John, please wake up.
Ted stares off. John's vitals flatline.
Somebody help!
Oh my gosh, John.
John? Johnny?
Hello? There's something happening.
Mr. Bennett? Something's wrong.
What's going on? What's happening to him?
Mr. Bennett?
John?
We have a code blue in room 134.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, you three are going to have to wait outside.
What the hell's going on?
Is he going to be okay?
The doctors will do everything they can, but I need you to go to the waiting area now, please.
Excuse me.
What's the status?
He was stable a minute ago, and now he's unresponsive. The monitor says he's in asystole. He's not breathing, no pulse.
Start compressions. Prepare to intubate. Give him a milligram of epinephrine.
Cut to black. Now the rising sun beams over the hospital roof. In a waiting area, Ted lies on Tammy Lynn's lap. Samantha sits nearby. The doctor enters the waiting area. Samantha, Tammy Lynn, and Ted stand as he approaches.
I'm sorry. He didn't make it.
What?
Johnny.
If you'd like, you can go in and say your goodbyes.
Samantha's mouth hangs open. Tammy Lynn strokes Ted, who wears a devastated look. Now Ted slowly leads Samantha and Tammy Lynn into John's hospital room. Samantha steps to one side of the bed as Ted hops onto a chair by the other. Tears fall from Samantha's eyes. She kisses John's forehead.
Johnny. You were my thunder buddy. You were my thunder buddy for life. And you gave up your own life to save mine.
Ted wipes his eye.
The only problem is, I don't know how my life works without you. Goodbye, John.
A tear rolls down Ted's face.
Fucking got you!
Holy shit!
Oh, you should have seen your fucking face!
You son of a bitch!
Oh, that was fucking classic!
Wait! This is payback because I made you,
you think I was retired!
Oh, well done! Well done, man! High five! High five!
What the fuck is going on?
What's going on is this guy just won the bullshit comedy blue ribbon.
You are the fucking greatest, man! Holy shit!
Wait, how was the doctor in on it?
Oh, they got me out of it with the paddles. I was totally fine, so I talked to him into going along with the bit. Hey, Doc, it worked out hilarious. Thanks.
No problem. We're a fun hospital.
You asshole! You think this shit is funny? Do you know how devastated I was? I put a frowny face on Facebook. How am I supposed to explain that to everybody?
Well, I mean, you could change your relationship status from single to it's complicated.
You're gonna have to do a lot better than that.
How about in a relationship with John Bennett?
Well, we'll have to talk about that.
John pulls Samantha into a kiss.
Okay, well, good talk.
She kisses him again.
Hey, if you guys want to bang, me and Teddy can totally leave the room.
No, honey, they're classy. They're not like us. They're good people.
I'm happy to see everyone has made a full recovery.
Mr. Megan.
What the hell?
Holy shit. Is it all right if I come in?
Sure, yeah.
How are you feeling, John?
I'm alive.
You're very lucky. I saw what you did on TV.
Yeah, he saved my ass is what he did.
You know why? Because he's a person. And no matter how many smart-ass Harvard lawyers try to keep him down, you're not going to change that. Not in our eyes. Ted is real. So you can go fuck yourself.
I will. And as soon as I'm done fucking myself, I'd like to take your case, Ted.
What?
Seriously?
Oh, my God!
Have you heard that?
I can't believe it! Well, maybe we don't want you now.
Shut up.
No, yeah, we want you, for sure. We want you.
What made you change your mind?
Well, when I saw what John did for you, that he was willing to give his life for yours, gave me a kick in the ass. Reminded me of why I chose to do the kind of work I do. I'm sorry I turned you away. I was wrong. As far as I'm concerned, anyone who can inspire that kind of love in another person deserves to be called human.
You mean it?
I certainly do. So, Shall we get started?
At a courthouse, reporters and bystanders wait on the front steps. In the courtroom, Megan faces a jury.
What defines a person? What defines property? What's the difference? The anthropologist and ethicist Dawn Prince Hughes argues that the standards for personhood include self-awareness, an ability to understand complex emotions, and a capacity for empathy. Now, we're all in agreement that Ted is self-aware. What is your name?
Ted Klubberlang.
Samantha and Tammy Lynn smile.
As for complex emotions and the capacity for empathy, we all saw the distressing images of Ted agonizing over his fallen friend, John Bennett. In those images, Ted exhibits all of the remaining qualities of personhood. It's right there for anyone to see. And I believe that a just court must, by definition, grant basic human rights to all those who deserve them. Just as the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment did so many years ago. So, ladies and gentlemen of the court, I invite you to change the world.
Ted leads Tammy Lynn, John, and Samantha outside to a cheering crowd. The bear smiles and waves. Samantha and John grin.
Well, Johnny, this is the second time you've made me real. Thanks, pal.
Hey, you were always real to me, buddy. Even when you weren't.
Congratulations, Ted.
Thanks, Sam.
They descend the front steps.
Ted! This is quite a victory for you. Is there any statement that you'd like to make now that you're legally a person?
Yes, there is.
Ted drops to one knee.
Tammy Lynn McCafferty, will you marry me?
Yes.
John and Samantha hug.
And so our story comes to an end. Ted and Tammy Lynn were married once again, and soon afterward, they adopted a fine young baby boy.
Johnny, meet your new godson, Apollo Creed Klubberlang.
Oh, Teddy, he's adorable.
Oh, and we got something for him, too. John,
oh, sure. Oh, shit, yeah. Hold on.
John pulls a mini teddy bear from a box.
Huh?
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, it's perfect.
Hey, you know, maybe someday, if you wish hard enough, maybe he'll come to life. You guys can do all kinds of drugs together.
That's all I want for him.
Oh, it smells like somebody's got a poopy diaper. Teddy, it's your turn to change him.
Ah, yeah, no problem. Oh, fuck me!
What's the matter?
That can't be normal. He's gotta be sick.
He's not sick. It's just baby duty.
Yeah, that's what babies do, Teddy.
Oh, you don't think this diaper's gross?
No.
All right, here, catch. Oh, Teddy, what the fuck?
No!
Holy shit! Oh, you motherfucker!
Hashtag shit happens.
Unit production managers Mark Kamine, Jason Clark, First Assistant Director Eric Heffron, Second Assistant Director Christopher T. Sadler, Associate Producers Joseph Micucci, Kelly Cronin, Post Producer John Wiseman, Visual Effects Producers Jenny Fole, Dion Wood, based on characters created by Seth MacFarlane. Mark Wahlberg is John, Seth MacFarlane is Ted, Amanda Seyfried is Samantha, Jessica Barth is Tammy Lynn, Giovanni Ribisi is Donnie, Morgan Freeman is Patrick Megan, Sam J. Jones is himself, Patrick Warburton is Guy, Michael Dorn is Rick, Bill Smitrovich is Frank, John Slattery is Shep Wilde, Coco Brown is Joy, John Carroll Lynch is Tom Jessup, Ron Canada is Judge, Liam Neeson is Customer, Dennis Haysbert is Fertility Doctor, Patrick Stewart is Narrator, Tom Brady as himself, Jay Leno as himself, Jimmy Kimmel as himself, Kate McKinnon as herself, Bobby Moynihan as himself, Taron Killam as himself, Sebastian Arcellus as Dr. Ed Danzer, Jay Patterson as Carl Jackson, Steve Callahan as comic, Nana Visitor as adoption agent, Maggie Geha as female nurse, Jessica Sfor as Allison, Craig Ritchie Shanak as blind guy, Lexi Atkins as waitress, Jack Knight as Todd Kidder, Lauren Sanchez as Boston newscaster, William Safaris as Boston neighbor, Altina Lester as Portuguese neighbor, Curtis Stigers as wedding singer, Julia Sharp as NYC doctor, Liz Morgan as NYC nurse, Alex Sulkin as Obi-Wan, Ralph Garman as stormtrooper, Michael Stephen Costello as jury foreman, Vanessa Vanderplume, J. Mark Donaldson, Frank Lloyd as jurors, Bart Piscatello as bailiff, Becky Dennis as receptionist, Robert Hofelder as band leader, Michael Trissler as cyclist, Ryan Hanna as jogger, Kate Gustafson as Hasbro CEO assistant, David Goldman, Theodore Jessup, Rona Beer Lahiri, Barry Ratcliffe, Chris Regan, Nefertari Spencer, Jeffrey Stubblefield, Wellesley Wild as pundits, Lenny Clark, Chris Neville as cops, Boston PD, Rachel McFarlane as Megan assistant, Christy Cashman as reporter, Joseph Micucci as nerd Wedgie, Josiah Blount as Comic-Con fan, Johnny Alves, Silvio Cuadra as security guards, Dennis Ibarra as Borg, Matt Walters as Hellboy, Aaron Zell as vendor, Scott Wall as film executive, Bill Rogers as anchor, John Viner as police dispatcher, Kate B. O'Brien as diner waitress, Billy Concha as bachelor party guest, Andrew Torres as jump rope guy, Luke Adams as wedding announcer, Tara Strong as Ted toy voice, Tiffany as herself. Stunt coordinator, Scott Rogers. John stunt double, Sean Graham. Samantha stunt double, Debbie Evans-Levitt. Donnie stunt double, Regis Harrington. SNL stunt coordinator, Brian Smige. Marine coordinator, Boston, Joe Borland. Celebration, written by Robert Bell, Ronald Bell, George Brown, Ymir Diodato, Robert Mitkins, Clady Smith, J.T. Taylor, Dennis Thomas, Earl Toon, performed by Cool and the Gang. Steppin' Out with My Baby, written by Irving Berlin, performed by the John Wilson Orchestra. Down and Out, written by Tim Mercer, Pete Rizzano, Joe Russillo, performed by Tim Mercer and Pete Rizzano. Law and Order, main title, written and performed by Mike Post. Tiny Dancer, written by Elton John, Bernard J.P. Taupin. One Foot in Front of the Other, from Revenge of the Nerds, written by Mark Leventhal, Scott Wilk, performed by Bone Symphony. Gonna Fly Now, written by Carol Connors, Bill Conti, Ann Robbins. At This Moment, written by Billy Vera. Angry Birds theme, written by Ari Pulkkinen. Ride With Me, written by Eldra P. DeBarge, William Randall DeBarge, Jason Epperson, Cornell Haynes, Ederline Jordan, Lavelle Webb, performed by Nelly featuring City Spud. The Mess Around, written by Ahmet Erdogan, performed by Ray Charles. Knight Rider, main title, written by Glenn Larson, Stuart Phillips. Theme from Jurassic Park, written and performed by John Williams. New York from How to Marry a Millionaire, written by Ken Darby, Lionel Newman. Sweet Caroline, written by Neil Diamond. I Think We're Alone Now, written by Richie Cordell, performed by Tiffany. Mean Old Moon, music by Walter Murphy. Lyrics by Seth MacFarlane, performed by Amanda Seyfried. And credit version performed by Nora Jones. I hope it's true. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. Copyright 2015 Universal Studios and MRC2 Distribution Company LP. All rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios logo copyright 2013 Universal Studios. Universal Studios and MRC are the authors of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WTBH with funding from Universal Pictures, read by Gailey Heidemann. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wtbh.org. Now the rugged customer limps into the grocery store. Bloody wounds mark his face and neck. Scowling, he slams the box of tricks on a register. The wounded man staggers away. Logos, MRC. Fuzzy Door Productions. Bluegrass Films, number 93.